A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Most appreciative of Southeast Hebrew Congregation for their hospitality and making this year possible. Shkolim Daf Yud Amar Aleph Shkolim 10A, pagination page 19. We're going to start on the facing page, though, starting from the new perek, where there's a Mishnah. So we're on Tesamad Beis 9b, pagination 18, the last five lines of the page. Hatruma mahayu osimba. There was a tremendous amount of money that was collected through these machatzis hashekel donations. And they would take off a tithe, a portion of what was donated, as we discussed previously, into certain baskets. What would they do with that money that they had at the ready? So the Mishnah tells us, Lokchem ba tamidin umusafim, they would acquire the tamid for each day. There was a morning and an evening tamid, umusafim, all of the carbon musaf that were brought, viniskehem, and their libations, the wine that went along with the carbon, as well as haomer ushtei alechem velechem haponim, the Karban Omer on Pesach, the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, and the Lechem HaPanim that were changed every Shabbos on the Shulchan and the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol Karbanos HaTzibur, and any public Karban was acquired from this money. And as we mentioned many times, so that the entire Jewish people had a portion in the Karban. The Mishnah continues and tells us that there was another use for this money because there was a challenging situation that had to be solved. Shomrei Sfichim Bashevius. They needed people to guard the growth in Shevius, in Shemitah year, because they had to be able to harvest the Omer and the Shtei HaLechem from the new growth. And because produce generally was scarce during Shemitah because no one had planted, so it was only whatever grew spontaneously. So the animals were foraging everywhere. And if they didn't specifically guard a section from which they would harvest and bring these karbanos, there would be no grain available. So they had guards. And those guards, notun scharam mitruma salishka, they would get paid from this money, of the public money. Rabbi Yossi says, an innovative approach, afarotza misnadev shamachinam. I have another way to solve the problem. A person can donate his services as a guard. And certainly, loads of people would be very excited to be able to have that opportunity, and they would ward off the animals in order that the Beis HaMikdash should be able to harvest and bring the carbon Omer and Shtei Alechem from this produce. Amru lo, and the Chachamim responded, Afata Omer she'in boin ela mishal tzibu. You can't do that. It has to come from the public, from the tzibur. And what they're really saying, as explained in other Gemaras, is that if a person would guard it, then it would really become his. And if it becomes his, however that act of acquisition works, but that's what we're worried about here, if it's his, then he would have to donate it to the tzibur, and the Chachamim hold that doesn't work. As we'll see, as the Gemara unfolds, the Chachamim understand that you could donate certain things to the tzibur, but the karban itself, you can't. And Rabbi Yossi allows you to donate the carbon itself, and the Chachamim say you can't donate the carbon itself. The grain, in this case, is the carbon itself.
It's a very common problem with volunteers.
Is what?
It's a common problem with volunteers. They think it becomes theirs.
It's a common problem with volunteers that they think it becomes theirs. Good. There's always a hashkafic insight to every halachic sugya. Okay. So the Gemara begins. Ma ra'a zman atzei kohanim v'ha'am lihimanos. The Gemara is asking, I don't understand a sugya in Tainus that describes that people were donating wood for the Beis HaMikdash, and they had special times that they donated their wood, and the date that they donated their wood was considered a Yom Tov for themselves, to the point that one of the donors describes how his family donated Tisha B'Av time, and one year it was literally the day that Tisha B'Av fell out, because it was a Nidche, it was a Shabbos, and then it got pushed off to a Sunday, and as a result they did not consider Tisha B'Av the full Tisha B'Av, because for them it was a Yom Tov. What's the problem? The problem is that according to the Chachamim, people cannot make private donations. You just told me that a person can't. If he's going to guard it, then it's going to become his, and then it's going to be his. So you see that there's such a thing as it's yours, but you're donating it, and it becomes the public's, and then when we use it, it's the public's carbon. So which way is it? So first we have to explain what this donation bit was regarding the wood that was used on the Mizbeach. B'shar sha'alu yisar min agola, second line on the page. At the time that the Jews came up from the exile to build the second Beis HaMikdash, lo matzu etzim v'lishka, they couldn't find wood available. There wasn't enough in donations. V'amdu elu v'nesnadvu etzim mishal atzman, and certain people or their families donated. U'masrim l'tzibur, they gave it over to the public. V'korvu miyam karbonos tzibur, and through that they brought the karbonos. V'hisnu imam nevim shebeineyem, they made a legislation done by the Nevi'im. If you're wondering which Nevi'im, Karban Ho'eda, the top commentary, running across the top of the page at the end of the second line, Kigon Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, Ezra, and Nehemiah, the Nevi'im, big players, made a rule, Sha'afilu Lishka Malaya Eitzim, even if they had plenty of wood in future years, va'amdu elu v'nisnadvu etzim mishal atzman, and these families would donate, shaloye karba miskarev elu mishalehen tchila, they would get their donation used, even if there's plenty of wood. They should always have this distinction, because they came through in a troubled time. Again, hashkafa of such a thing is hakara satov, to whoever builds a shul, even if later we become very wealthy, but those old yahrzeit plaques still have to be displayed, because that's what brought us to this time. You have to have a karas hatov. In any case, we have a problem here. It looks like people can make private donations, and as long as they give it over totally to the public, it works. Amar Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yosihi, that sugya is following the opinion of Rabbi Yisa. That a person could guard the grain which would be used for the carbon, and even if he's not paid, even if he's not our executor, he's doing it privately as a volunteer, and theoretically it becomes his. It becomes his, and he gives it over, and it becomes public once he makes the donation. So here also, this wood was becoming public once they made the donation, but it's limited to the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. And the Chachamim would indeed argue and say there's no such thing as giving private donations of wood. The Gemara continues and says, no, you could reconcile the cases and say that it's all the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Ilo devri akolu, yuma peligin begufo shel karbon. The Rabbanan only argued in the grain because that's the essence of the karbon. It was a loaf karbon. So the grain is the essence of the carbon. Av machshirei carbon. But if something is being prepared, kolama modishu mishtana carbon yochid lekarbon sibur, everybody agrees that if it's only machshirei, if it's only in order to make it happen, but it's not the actual carbon that you could give over from the yochid to the tzibur, and wood, which is going to consume the carbon, is considered machshirei. It's a preparation, it's a support issue, not the actual carbon. Similarly, Tani Isha Sha'asa Kasanis Livno, if you have a woman that made a cloak for her son to do the avoda while he's wearing the cloak that she made, Keshera, you could do that. Uvavachatim Sirana La Tzibur, but she has to give it over to the Tzibur, she can't own it. Amar Rabbi Achad Rabbi Yossi hi. So the first reaction is that that's Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi Amar Farotza Misnadiv Shamer Chinam. He holds that even though you own it, you could give it to the Tzibur. Rabbi Yossi Bishem Rabbi Labish Divri Akoli. He says, no, you're not limited to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi in such a case. Ma pligim begufa shal karban. They only argued on the essence of a karban. A machshire karban kol amma modu yishu mishtana karban yochad le karban tzibur. But if it's only a support, which he considers the clothing the Kohen wears while he does the avoda, is only machshirin. And on machshirin, you could give over from the yochid to the tzibur. It's only on the actual karban that the Rabbanan argued. Now, there's an obvious question that has to be addressed, because we know that women who were not mechuyev in machatzis hashakel were able to give donation as long as they gave it masron yafe yafe, as long as they understand that if their coin gets chosen by the tithe and we purchase a carbon with it, they understand that it's not their personal carbon. They gave over the coin totally to the public. Now that coin could very well become a carbon itself. And we're not objecting to that, even according to the Rabbanan. And that's not machshirin, that's the carbon itself. But there is a major difference, because the women, by definition, are included in the karbanos tzibur. Just, they never had an obligation to give a coin. So when they do give a coin, they're not trying to monopolize the thing. It's just that they see everyone else giving, and they're getting a share, but they want to have a joy of getting their share by paying for it. But all they want is their normal share. They don't want anything more. And therefore it's understandable that they're masron yafa yafa, that they're giving it over with generosity. If you have, however, a person who's got a karban and he's going to claim that he's giving it over yafa yafa to the tzibur, then that's already a machlokas, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi, and that's something we have to grapple with. Yasher koach. Have a great evening.